It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A touring showcase of odd videos comes to the Regent Square Theater on Saturday, October 26th at 9 p.m. Hosting this collection of video treasures are festival curators Nick Pruer and Joe Pickett, and they join us from New York. Gentlemen, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
First of all, what is found footage?
Found footage is, for our purposes, it's VHS tapes. We grew up on VHS, and so we travel all around looking in thrift stores like Salvation Armies and Goodwills for old VHS tapes, looking for footage that makes us laugh, basically.
And so what are these thrift stores carrying, and why are they carrying it? Do people actually buy this stuff?
Well, we do. We definitely do. I don't know if anybody else is buying it because, you know, there was like a – when DVD came in and, you know, online streaming and all that, everybody got rid of their VHS tapes. So there was this glut of VHS tapes at thrift stores. And we've realized recently that they're not taking VHS tapes anymore. So we're a little bit concerned about that. Like we think like in the next 5 or 10 years, these are going to end up in landfills.
This is our lifeblood, so we're concerned.
So this is all about saving the environment. It's not about providing any particular entertainment, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's it.
We're doing God's work here.
That's no exaggeration.
So then where did the idea for this found footage festival come from?
Boredom, mostly. Joe and I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and there wasn't a lot going on. You kind of had to make your own entertainment. And I found a video while working at a McDonald's there for McDonald's janitors. This is the training video. And it tried to have a plot to it. It was like the trainee's first day on the job, and kind of this annoyingly perky crew trainer was telling them how to clean toilets. And it was so, you know, over the top and ridiculous that I thought this can't stay in the break room. I stole it. I took it home, showed it to Joe, and we fell in love with this video and started having screening parties, developed a running commentary, and we just wanted more videos.
This training video, by the way, is like the quintessential training video. You know, you have the perky crew trainer. And the guy's like excited to clean the bathrooms. It's just the most ridiculous thing. And McDonald's, of course, multi-gazillion-dollar corporation, and this was the best crap that they could, to show people how to clean bathrooms. So
yeah, that led to just other stuff. You know, we'd started raiding thrift stores and finding tapes and sharing them with friends. And then eventually we just had enough material where we kind of took it out of our living rooms and brought it to a theater.
And I actually got a job at a video duplication house after college. And in doing that, like, the collection just tripled. You know, every time somebody would bring in an awful video, I'd always make an extra copy for myself. And in doing that, just the collection just grew.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking with the co-curators of the Found Footage Festival coming to Pittsburgh this Saturday, Nick Pruer and Joe Pickett. Joe Pickett has written for The Onion, and Nick Pruer has worked for The Late Show with David Letterman, and you guys both have a background that would seem to indicate that you know what is funny.
I don't know. We know what's funny to us, for sure, and both of our jobs, I think, have provided a pretty good training ground for what we're doing now. When I was working at The Letterman Show, part of my job there was to look for old, embarrassing footage of the guests who were going to be on the show. Found an old play that Richard Gere was in and things like that. Or like an embarrassing commercial or early TV.
I think
work.
You actually found the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, sure. When Arnold Schwarzenegger was running for a governor, there was a video called Carnival in Rio that dug up at a defunct video store in Manhattan. And it was Arnold from 1983, I believe, just kind of groping every woman in sight in Rio de Janeiro. And so that got some mileage on the Letterman Show. And of course, yeah, that made a big splash at our first touring show as well.
So we have some examples of the type of footage that people will see at this Found Footage Festival. And one of them involves a woman who is talking about she has a particular enthusiasm for craft sponging that borders on the psychotic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unhealthy how much this woman loves this magical rainbow sponge technique. Her name's Dee Grunig, and we found this video. It was labeled Magical Rainbow Sponge. And how do you say no to that? You got to buy that video. We're only human. And so we bought it, and it turned out like crafting videos. Let me first say, crafting videos, 99.9% of them are boring, except for this one. This is the only good crafting video in the world, and it's because of this host, Dee Grunick. Her enthusiasm borders on like it's like beyond a passion. It's unhealthy how much she loves it.
Let's listen to an example, a clip from this woman dealing with craft sponging.
Now watch this. I am sorry, but this is exciting. Look at this color. Oh, look at that tile. Okay. Yes. Yes. How fun is that? And sometimes I do a zigzag. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And now we zigzag. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And here are wiggles. I love to wiggle. I want you to look at all of those wiggles. Oh my gosh, it's so great.
And that was a clip from just one of the videos that will be a part of the Found Footage Festival on Saturday. And that was really something. It was about the best way to describe
it. Yeah. There's times where it sounds like she's been possessed, you know, like some kind of craft demon has taken over her spirit. And, she's one of our favorites. We opened the show with her.
Now, apparently some of these videos also deal with pets and a lot of people like to have pet ferrets, and this one is called Ferret Fun and Fundamentals. What can you tell us about
this? Well, I think you're being charitable when you say a lot of people like to have ferrets for pets, but the certainly some do, and this video was intended for people who wanted to buy ferrets and own them. But in the process of explaining how to take care of a ferret, they make a pretty good case for why no one should ever own a ferret.
We want to give you the answers to the most frequently asked questions of new ferret owners. They are known for their musky odor, which is caused by sebaceous glands of the skin.
They have scent glands on either side of the anus, which are used for protection by emitting a very strong, unpleasant odor. However, they cannot aim the spray. Some ferrets cannot resist nipping toes occasionally.
They also like to steal anything they can carry or drag and hide it.
Dogs which are bred for hunting may kill your ferret.
And that was a clip from the video Ferret Fun and Fundamentals. And what collection of videos wouldn't be complete without that?
No, that should be in everyone's home.
What is the reaction that you get from people that come to the festivals and see this footage for the first time?
Well, hopefully laughter. It's cathartic for some people, especially if you're watching something like a training video or a sexual harassment awareness video that you were kind of forced to watch at your workplace and not laugh. And now you're in a theater and are given permission to laugh. So it's kind of this magical thing happens when you get all those people in a room.
I think the other thing is we take nothing off the internet. So anything that you'll see at our show, we got physically in hand. That's kind of our unwritten rules. We have to find the videos ourselves or friends have to find it. So nothing from the internet. That's a big important part.
That's a novelty too, I think, for people to see something they can't see anywhere else. It's you know, when everything's on your phone, that's something special.
Well, especially when it's video that's intended to sell something or present information about a particular topic as opposed to just somebody that happened to catch something on their iPhone. In this day and age, with digital photography, digital cameras, so many more people are able to create videos. Is what you have found, particularly on these older VHS tapes, is this something that will be lost to future generations?
Yeah, this is Nick, and I think it could be lost if we're not out finding them. Joe said that a lot of thrift stores aren't even accepting tapes, and that really scares us because this is kind of part of our history, and some of it's regrettable, sure, but I mean, luckily, our video ancestry blisters its way onto VHS, and we collect those tapes and show them to people. So I think even though, obviously our show is trying to be funny, we are providing some kind of service, some kind of cultural anthropology.
And I think that our videos are more representative of people than like Citizen Kane or, works of art like that. I think that these are videos that the masses have made.
Yeah, if you're just looking at the AFI Top 100 films, it's a pretty incomplete picture of who we are as a people and our mistakes and all those things. So this is this is the truth here on VHS.
And these VHS tapes are not going to be around forever. But in the meantime, you have thrift stores that are selling them. Why? Have you ever asked yourselves, why would thrift stores sell others' personal VHS tapes?
Well, like I said, like when everybody was getting DVD and they were getting rid of their VHS tapes, I think that with the exercise videos, people accidentally put in their home movies. And the thing about home movies is when people shot, after they shot them, they never watched them again. Never, ever. You know, it's usually like kids opening up Christmas presents or something, just really boring stuff. So, yeah, when they got rid of their VHS tapes, they're like, we don't need any of these. That at least is our theory.
And so I think the bulk of the videos we find at thrift stores are exercise videos and kids' videos. And people do rebuy those, I suppose, for different reasons than we do. But yeah, like Joe said, sometimes other things sneak in there, and that's really what we're looking for.
And I guess the other thing we're trying to figure out here is, why would people donate their old VHS tapes? You know, particularly if there's personal stuff on them. Why would somebody want somebody else watching their kids opening their birthday presents or their Christmas presents?
I don't think they did it intentionally. I cannot imagine that they did it intentionally. Although, I mean, we found a couple. We found Kirk's 40th birthday at a thrift store. We found Memorial Day 2000, which is some pretty incriminating video with some of them.
That's a video of drunk people celebrating Memorial Day and just debauchery. Just, it's Lord of the Flies, really. And so, yeah, I don't know how those end up. Sometimes we'll buy a camcorder and the tape's still in it. Once technology has moved on, a lot of times those things that were on that technology just find their way there.
And I think that what people had recorded was so forgettable that they just forgot about the tapes.
But in the eyes of us, you know, some of these things are well worth hanging on to.
Kirk's 40th birthday, that's just, that's not, you know, Captain Kirk. That's just some dude out there named Kirk who...
It's a dude named Kirk, and he's celebrating his birthday with his family and his attention-starved kids, and oh, it's the best. It's the home movies, we like to say, is more like a fine wine. You know, it's more for the connoisseur of found videos because they tend to be more boring. They don't hit you over the head as much. But man, when you find one, it's a needle in a haystack to find a good home movie.
We're talking with co-curators of the Found Footage Festival, Nick Prewer and Joe Pickett. The festival is coming to Pittsburgh on Saturday, this Saturday, October 26th, 9 o'clock at the Regent Square Theater in the Regent Square neighborhood of Pittsburgh. What is the criteria that you guys have? I'm guessing that you go through a lot of videotape. And at some point, what do you decide what is going to be festival worthy and what is not?
Well, we have two main criteria. One is that it has to be found physically in hand. Like I said, we don't take anything off the internet. But the other one is it has to be unintentionally funny. It has to, whatever they were trying to do, it has to fail at that in a colossal way.
And is there anything that you do that is in any way doctored or edited? Do you clean any of this stuff up, or does it absolutely have to remain pristine as is?
Well, we do trim down the videos. You know, we wouldn't wish it upon anybody to sit through the raw, unedited versions of this stuff that we have to sit through. So we present it in palatable chunks. But we do try to keep the spirit of the video intact, so we don't slow it down or put any special effects on it. We try to present it basically as we found it. But we will cut together things like montages. For example, the show on Saturday has an exercise video montage, and that's one we do every year because we can't believe the amount and breadth of different types of exercise videos we find. So we cut them all, like the highlights from 10, 12 different exercise videos, put them into 1 3-minute clip. So
right now we're working on our new show, and we found a video recently called How to Have Cyber Sex on the Internet. And this video has some of the worst editing. And we were pondering how we were going to edit this one because we wanted to keep the bad edits in there. So we've shown it a couple times, and whenever we play it, we always tell the audience, now you'll see some bad edits in here. Those aren't ours. We wanted to preserve the bad editing in this. So sometimes it gets a little tricky.
How to have cyber sex on the internet.
Right.
It's a little redundant.
Well, you know, if you're like us, you want to learn how to have cyber sex, but darn if you can figure out how to do it. So that's where this video steps in.
Do you ever feel that what you're doing is in any way an invasion of someone's privacy?
No way. Like, how to have cyber sex on the internet? I mean, that was intended for, you know, they wanted to make money on with this video. So
I think other ones like home movies and stuff, our sort of show, the way we try to think about it is, if the people were there in the room with you, would they be able to laugh with you? And the tone of the show is not mean-spirited, and we're really celebrating these kind of forgotten VHS moments, and sure, poking fun at them, but not in a mean or snarky way. So hopefully, I think that's, you know, how we toe the line.
And we've actually come across a lot of people from the videos in the past, and we've never, ever had anybody mad at us. In fact, most of the times they love it, and they come up on stage and they talk about, you know, some behind-the-scenes scoops from the shoot.
Right. We love that. We love tracking down the people in the videos and meeting them and kind of digging up the backstory.
One of our best guests ever was Jack Rebney, the host of this Winnebago video, where he had a temper. And he's the host of this video, and the crew realized this. So the crew continued to roll constantly throughout the shoot, and they captured this man's descent into madness. And this video is absolute magic. And we actually met Jack Rebney, and it was a little bit scary at first because he's an angry man. And he had found out that we had been playing his video, and he wasn't happy about it.
Right. We shouldn't have been surprised that he was a little bit upset. He's known for having a temper. But, yeah, we did manage to convince him to appear with us at a show in San Francisco. And we kind of watched him in the back of the room, and he kind of had his arms folded and was looking very stern. And but then once he saw people laughing and kind of doubled over at his footage, he was we kind of compared him to the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, where his heart grew three times its size. You could just see the smile came over his face, and he, you know, got a standing ovation from the audience. So that was a career highlight for us.
Are there going to be any special appearances on Saturday?
Well, this is our first time in Pittsburgh, and we're looking forward to getting there early and looking through thrift stores for local footage. But because it's our first time there, we don't have any special guests from the area yet, but hopefully next year.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's the Found Footage Festival. It is coming to the Regent Square Theater there on Braddock Avenue, Saturday, October 26th, 9 o'clock. It gets underway. We've been talking with the co-curators of the festival, Nick Pruer and Joe Pickett. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you so much, and happy hunting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up on 90.5 WESA.